My name is Doris. Respects nothing.
Hi, Doris.
Hi. I'm here because I have a tribal lawyer background. Studying at OLC for a lawyer background, attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a license to practice as a tribal advocate. And I've heard what was been going on with the elderly here in Porcupine, and I didn't like what I was hearing, so I just came along to listen and see if there's any kind of legal remedy that I can help with.
How have you felt hearing the different stories that people are sharing with you?
I don't like what's going on, especially because they're elderly, and to me, they come first before anyone else. Them and our young people, and our tribal council should be last on the list, but they have put themselves above the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they allow these, like the housing authority, to conduct themselves like this in a attacking the elderly, and those who speak up for the people, like my brother Dwayne and everybody else that speak out against the corruptness that goes on here. So this is all just a part of retaliation that we have to deal with. So I'm glad to elderly. Are you there?
I am here, and I was wondering, you know, we've heard these stories over the last several months in particular, and people might be wondering, why hasn't the Oglala judicial system stepped in to help? Where is that system in bringing justice?
The elderly advised me they've filed in tribal court, but the other parties do not show up, so they just continue it over and over until the parties here on this side just kind of let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I came also to look at their paperwork and possibly filing something again, some kind of protection from the powers that are against them.
Right. And are there existing laws and or statutes that make elder abuse a crime?
There's something in the penal code about elderly abuse, but it pertains to individual, and this is like a program that is attacking their own people. So I just came to listen and see if there's any legal remedies that we can go through again. But I'm just here to listen to the elderly.
Does Lakota customary law have any place in how these sort of situations are resolved, or is it just whatever the tribal council has created as their law?
There's a place in our judicial system that allows for traditional law to step into place, but it's our tribal council who has the overall say and who sits there and what the final decision they to approve it.
Uh-huh.
So it's all controlled by the IRA system that we're under. And it doesn't fit our traditional role.
What would be a more traditional way of dealing?